According to a new government survey, more than half of most violent crimes were not reported to police in the year 2000. The study's authors at the Bureau of Justice Statistics say that over the past decade, there has been a slight increase in the share of serious crimes reported to police. But as NPR's Libby Lewis reports, there is a persistent reluctance on the part of many Americans to report crimes they say happened to them.
Wendy Murphy is a former prosecutor who teaches law at the New England School of Law. She says she's concerned about what could be between the lines of this survey.
It suggests that people might well be accepting that violence in their lives is normal.
The big question is, why don't people report serious crimes? We're not just talking about crimes of rape and sexual assault, where historically victims have been reluctant to report. This survey covers robbery, assault, and aggravated assault. It doesn't cover murder and manslaughter, however. The survey says that reporting of violent crime rose from an average of 43% for much of the 90s to 49% in the year 2000. But Alfred Bloomstein, a criminologist at Carnegie Mellon University, says he doesn't trust figures that can fluctuate so much from year to year. He gives these reasons why so many victims don't report crimes.
In most cases, because they felt the police wouldn't do any good. The issue is too trivial to bother the police, or because they were concerned about retaliation, or because they didn't want to get the offender into trouble because they knew him and cared about him.
In fact, the victim knew the offender in 4 of every 10 violent crimes covered in this survey. Again, that covers robbery and aggravated assault, as well as rape and other sexual assaults.
That's a lot. That's right. But those are the people we interact with. The notion of the aggressive predator certainly is out there, and that's what makes the news. But an awful lot of what goes on is between people who know each other.
Strangers or non-strangers, Wendy Murphy says she believes more people feel they can't be bothered to report crime.
I think there's a growing sense from the public that it isn't worth it to report a case of violence either in the home or between people who know each other, a problem that you're having in your neighborhood that you know is a criminal offense, that it isn't worth it to call the police because they're not likely to do anything about it. And even if they do, the DA may not prosecute. And even if the DA does prosecute, there's a fear of intimidation or retaliation, that you're going to suffer some kind of punishment from the person you're accusing. And even if you can get over that, then you have to take time off from work to testify. You have to endure cross-examination. And even then, what are the chances you'll prevail in the criminal case? And even if you do prevail, what will the punishment be? And will the punishment matter? Will it make a difference in your life?
She says the figures in this survey may not reveal all of that, but she says no one survey can get to the complexity of how people perceive crime and justice. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.